Hey. So, what a wild waxing full moon time it is. How appreciative I am of gathering. Let's see what real magic we might do tonight. And I don't know about how you guys are feeling, but it's like today it's highly fluctuating field, which is why it's good to gather. It's sort of like, very good, very good. Panic, panic. Oh, very good, very good. These conversations are happening in the world and we tap into them. So over and over again, I come back to our ballast, our dedication. So we're gonna start pretty woofy and then go deep into many things, death charts of Navalny, the full moon, the Julian Assange, many things, how we can participate, and then we're gonna end pretty rousing. So here comes, it's Buffy St. Marie's birthday, but also it's our great ally. I don't know if she's here. Rebecca Lowe's birthday, Pisces. This is the birthday of champion dreamers. She's a champion dreamer. Ah, there she is. Ah, that's right. And feel free if you have any dreams later on that you might want to recount. Feel most welcome. But everything we talk about, Rebecca Lowe, tonight in the chart is in your solar return. It's in your magic backpack for the year. Whoa. Okay, so you and Buffy St. Marie. So it's Buffy St. Marie's birthday, and here's her always rousing. The antidote to our fear and depression is dedication. Here we go.
Begun. Down,
That rousing? Are we roused? Are we gathering our woof? Are we dedicated? It's the essence of today, Buffy Saint Marie, that's coming through, going, whoo. It's the Saturn. If some part of Saturn's a problem, like outsourced leadership, find the rhythm, the beat, our own autonomy, our own dedication, and that sense of powerful danger that constellates the community. It's pretty good that way. So there's so much before us, but when we look at all the charts, and the death chart of Navalny, which death charts are so interesting because it is a bequeathing. And so in all of those, Jupiter Uranus, in the chart of Israel, the Jupiter Uranus transit to its sun, everybody's solar return, Jupiter Uranus says everywhere the answer, is, democratic animism, the community of the earth. It's the Aquarius planets. It all square the Taurus planets, the community of the earth. So, yes, all right, let's dive in. And the power of imagination and vision. As I started off, I said, as the waxing moon soars overhead, and we'll dive into the full moon chart too, let us speak of time and space, Saturn and Neptune sign, dedication. But I did love the cartoon we sent, the man saying, "Today I completed a chore I've been putting off for 7 months. It took 12 minutes. I will learn nothing from this." Anyway, just so our play with our quirky relationship to time with a noir wink and nod, and it's very fluid now, but we can also sense the humblingness. It's like for a long time, I've been 15 minutes late for almost everything except for radio, live radio, right? And it's like, oh no, okay, no, the wait, no, we're on time. I think I was on time almost. Well, I was not late. Anyway, whatever. It's like, no, good. Oh no, something then happened. No, there it is again. But working with the Saturn themes, right, and experimenting and shape shifting and changing, going right for all of us. Who's running this ship, right? And it's like, right, we can experiment and change, especially our dance with time. So yeah, I do love that cartoon. And forgiving ourselves, remember redefining the word forgive as to mean to give energy for change. It's a waxing full moon, sun in Pisces, moon in Virgo soon. And it really does say linguistic precision guides the vision, and it's a full moon of, dedicated medicine vision for each one of us in our own lives and in the world. There are some, I know we don't talk much yet, but we can among ourselves, but there are some just super wonderful people here, all of us, all of you, with things to do. Recent, long time, or not recent, but long time ally just recently joined us, and I love her as much as whatever she's running against Nancy Pelosi for Congress, and it's like, all right. Okay, well, there's people here who have substantial music and creative things to contribute to the world, and woof, all of us. And then all of us, we go, and what is our dedication? What is our gift? And how do we invite in? So yes, forgiving ourselves, right? Because it's like, it's no sense going, oh, that's part of the panic attack. And so the idea of giving energy for change, and I thought, let's all invite and bestow upon our council mates energy for change, going, we forgive ourselves, we forgive ourselves, we forgive ourselves, and we forgive everybody here, and we forgive everybody in the world. We give energy for change. There we go. Because the Jupiter Uranus dynamic is, may it be, I mean, a worthy dedication, and everybody customize your own, that we run primarily on the fuel of liberating blessing. May it go well for you, and to step into that current, right? Because there's a lot of currents, the cunning man, the possession by cult, the crucial issues of Pluto and Aquarius, the shadow of community and the liberating quality of true community, and oh, everywhere, that's right. Yeah, and so, yeah, we're forgiving ourselves and honoring our dedication to the desirable dream. Right. So, yes, we want to speak about bamboozlement. and propaganda and cults. There's a lot of that. Neptune, well, I'll bring up the chart in a moment, but Neptune always says solve et coagula, dissolve and reimagine. Dissolve the cunning man's cult of cruelty and its atmospheric possession. And that's my all-purpose blessing in those kinds of situations is may we all awaken self-possessed rather than merely possessed, right? And so our play at creating liberating blessings, provided plenty of incentive by just our old things, but this is part of our dream news kahoot. That was the sentence that came to me during the week, mulling over us and the week, and going, all right, we're going to dream our way through this. We're going to dream our way through this, through cults towards the Earth community of democratic animism. And we have a really good outro of democratic animism. And everywhere, in almost every chart we look at, there's a Jupiter Libra conversation to dedicate to being the two Venusian realms, to dedicate to being cultural agents in whatever form, on behalf of what we love in the natural world. It's a contract time. It's making collaborative wheels and deals with that which is larger and smarter than us, which is nature's evolutionary intelligence, and the power of vision. So I was recently reminded of this, and what we're up to here is Sean here by any chance? I think you are. Oh, there you go. So Sean, you sent me that great email, you said some like look there all right, the head of the Council on Foreign Relations adopts your idea, right? Are you there? Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh, great. Oh, great. Great. Well, just do you want to lead us into it? Because it is very witty and I think pertinent to us all about what we can do.
Yes. Well, since October, I know you've been talking, Caroline, about how Joe Biden needs to go to the Knesset and deliver a peace address because the Israeli people trust him more than they trust Netanyahu. And the other day in Politico, there was an article about how Richard Haass, who actually was like a Bush administration Iraq war guy, who's now head of the Council on Foreign Relations, has been meeting with different Biden administration officials trying to get Biden to go over Netanyahu's head, fly to Israel, and give the US vision for things to the Knesset. And so there we go. You
There we go.
let
It's
your dedicated prayer begins to find its way to the right ears.
very darling. I mean, and we're just invited to entertain the possibility that our gathering has real merit, that we can open up. Neptune says, is this the thing or the symbol of the thing? But even, we would like that to be molecularly real, but even before it's molecularly real, it's real. Opening these passageways. And so that was so witty when we've given up on something, because I think I even invited us, or the people who were part of the previous Dream Councils, October, November, to let's see, Joe Biden doing just that and speaking exactly what Sean said, speaking to the same, it's a Hail Mary pass, and then as things went on, I was like, oh God, this moral lapse. It's just I sort of gave up on him and gave up on animating that vision of going, ah, was that, but it still continues, right? And I think I mentioned, or I keep mentioning, or I keep remembering, in my early training, let's think of all of our training, about the power of images. A clear mental image tends to materialize as an actual condition or event, just starting in 1970, right? And the exercises, it was the builders of the Adytum, 7 steps to practical occultism, and it was like pick an image, and I at the time picked an image of what I thought was holy to my 17-year-old self, just in a sari meditating, and then you add texture, dust, sounds, whatever, and I then forgot about that, just due to just Uranus transits, a year and a half later, the image, and I was there. I was sitting in a full lotus in a white sari in Ramlila grounds in Delhi in some religious crank cult. And I go, all right, yeah, but let's tinker with it now, right? But the idea is we set these things in motion, and even when we forget them, they still keep going. So magic is a willingness to cooperate with everything in some spiraling way. Whatever is before us in the dream news, we go, okay. We look at the mysteries, and I think that's where astrology and myth and fairy tales give us more portals of participation. Certainly how we address whatever we speak to one another is the part of them we're inviting to dance with the corresponding part of ourselves. So let's dive into the chart, and then move around, and feel free, I love our chats. Whoops, but now I can't see them. The chats are fantastic. And right, so let's just introduce ourselves. We have Libra rising, where I'm Washington DC, part of all of us here. At the degree of a boat dock wrecked by storms is re being repaired, rebuilding the entire world. And we go, right, got it. Yeah, that's the yes. We are, and we are here for dedicated acts of beauty, kindness, with full awareness of horror. That's part of the dynamic. So it's the Libra rising here, and then with this fabulous connection to Uranus and Jupiter getting closer together. So in all the charts we're going to look at, in the full moon chart, in Navalny's death chart. Jupiter is at 9 Taurus. Any chart, solar returns 9, and then this is for all of us in the dream news. Jupiter's image is a Red Cross nurse, a willingness to go into tough situations with blessing. We go, ooh. Hence the Buffy Saint Marie and the things like, ooh. And we're looking at people and all parts of ourselves who are like, well, what are we willing to put on the line there? And then just to go through what I was introducing in the missive, going out a little late, maybe I'll surprise everybody one day and send it out the day before. Well, you could forgive me, going, may time be a playful, wonderful thing of flexibility and surprising. May we all surprise ourselves. May we rearrange our schedules. May we all of that. Right, the whole realm of democratic animism, participatory animism. This Just to repeat, this year we move towards the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, the two biggest path openers, this proffering of enormous cultural change. The moments like in history, we want to look at it from many different angles, but if we looked at it and going, whoa, and the direst of times in 2024 when freedom, democracy and tyranny were, what were they, beauty and death neck and neck, but we're betting on beauty. And then there was this amazing blooming of all that had been hidden of democratic ingenuity and working with the earth and democracy blooming and increased rates of synchronicity. That's a good thing to visualize. That would like to happen, right? And then, every part of this language is descriptive, like and guiding, instructive. So it's tippy. It's why we gather here, to because it's enormously disruptive of anything in the way of equality, and Uranus is, ingenuity and coyote and raven and seeds that sprout against after cataclysm and against all odds. It likes against all odds, and it's synchronicity, democracy, equality, synchronicity, so that when we treat each other as equals in a kind of anarcho group dynamic way, we aspire, the rate of synchronicity increases dramatically. But when we look down or up at somebody, synchronicity is flat. So this is a strategic good news kind of a thing. If we treat each other well, and we means not just humans, May it go well for you, little being. I mean, we have the micro and the macro. This is the full moon of every micro thing is connected to the macro, and every small issue in our house is a moral conundrum. For some reason, I was mentioning this to Aaron. I have just a few, not many, right? A few little ants that gather around the sink drain. I go, no, that's a floodplain. No, right? If it was a massive amount of ants, I was like, no, you've got to go, you're dead. But it's just a few. It's like humans fleeing the Fukushima tsunami. I'm caring about each one, right? Going, oh, come on, just there. Anyway, wherever we can do, micro acts of kindness, because in the fairy tale, that really has everything to do with outcome. When we're given some impossible task, some gloomifying thing, and can't do it, and then go, I can't do it, help, and this is a part of the Jupiter dynamic. It says, we entertain the possibility, synchronous positive forces. It's not just us, not just speciesism, humans, that would love to help. But spiritual etiquette requires that they be asked. And dedicated acts of beauty are an invitation for power to come into the world. Even just the placing of this vase, dedicated. And let me just bring up again, because it's so spicy, in Dion Fortune's novel, Moon Magic, which is my favorite. There's a great moment, and this is very this full moon, and we might want to really do it this full moon. So the full moon is waxing, and the main character, Morgan Le Fay Morgan, and she has put a vase of flowers on the table as a dedication for Isis, the goddess of the earth, to come back. Sat there, this is all available to us now. And then she goes outside, and she's reminded of all the things she minds, and the annoying things, and what's not going well, and whatever, and her life is in shambles, and just numb and numb and numb. And she walks back in, and she sees the full moon shining through the window at the humble vase of flowers that she had dedicated to serve as an invitation for Isis to come back into the world. And she feels this incredible downrush, like, boom. And she goes, whoa, it didn't matter that what I was worried about this or that, or the act of the dedication had clearly been ex the dedicated invitation had clearly been accepted. And in the language of the adepts, I was back on my contacts. Anyway, it's and back on my contacts is such a wonderful British occult phrase, right? It's just adorable. So that's very much like this waxing full moon. So the thing or the symbol of the thing, ritual is any physical thing that we do that we imbue with symbolic dedication. So it just for bonus points, whatever we do, we just add, in my house and the house of the body politic, right? And even as I floss my teeth, may corruption be swept out of the halls of governance. I mean, whatever, again, to play with the thing so that it becomes a playful form of participation, in which supportive and surprising wit can find us, from these realms, and we do look at, before we go to Navalny, I just want to notice the moon overhead does trine 120 degree angle to Neptune. This is the chart of now, the waxing full moon. So she's very big overhead whenever we go out tonight. Like, ooh, she's in her own sign, the sign of Big Mama, protection of life. Ooh, Big Mama. And the moon in Greek astrology, which is sometimes grumpy and sometimes useful, but the moon is the collective. As the moon waxes in wands, so does collective response. But it trines Neptune. So it says collective group mind is especially receptive to imaginative imprint, from good-hearted, dedicated people, just there we go, so that we suffuse collective group mind with an expanded repertoire of wonder and willingness and availability and all the qualities and sacraments we might want to put into that. But for the fun of it, it says, who are we? Who are we now at this moment? And says, we are beings with a long ago. We go back into mythic time, a community of dreamers, a community of envisioners, people who were skilled at solve a coagula, dissolve and reimagine, dissolve and reimagine, and how important that is to any community or civilization. So, I was especially looking at the Neptune, because Neptune is dreams, vision, imagination. Its degree right now, degrees for each sign of the zodiac, is a vision of peace. And we go to look at the horror full on, but to call upon, to suffuse collective dream group mind with that which magnetizes and draws forth the best of everybody. And we're going to we're going and Neptune has a little semi-square to Jupiter, so it says, beware of bamboozlement. Well, I'll just stick in a little brief thing here. So in Terry Pratchett's last novel that he wrote when he was dying, it's such an act of beautiful generosity, like, oh my goodness, it's so great. And a couple of things. One is the young girl witch, Tiffany Aiken, is daunted by destiny. Her mentor has died. She doesn't feel worthy. This is a moon in Virgo waxing kind of available to everybody. Doesn't feel worthy to presume the wisdom and knowledge and practice of her mentor. But things are so dangerous, and I just send this to everybody, that she finally says to the land where she lives and that she loves, okay, I am your witch. And the land goes, thank you, at last. Now we can work together. It's good enough. Let's go. And so we might all do that. And then there's a great danger in the neighborhood, and the evil elves are invading, and the queen of the elves has a change of heart and talks with the witches and wants to help them, and she says, you have no idea their powers. You don't know what you're up against, the power of glamour. And the witches are like, we're witches, we're not susceptible to that propaganda, bamboozling, glamour. And the queen of the fairies, Turncoat, goes, let me just give you a little taste. And the witches go, I am a fantastic being. I am, the whatever. And it's like Galadriel with the ring. And if I had power, I would be fantastic. Oh, but actually, I'm inadequate. I'm a fraud. I'm nothing. I just, what? And anyway, and the witches go, whoa, well, that's powerful. Right. And so the elfin queen says, let me give you a chant. And we get to put this in our magic backpacks. And it's in Rebecca's backpack for all year. And Buffy St. Marie's been all of us here now. Which is the We Free Men teach the chant Yon Tan Tethera, Yon Tan Tethera, and it dissipates bamboozlement and glamour and illusion. And if anything, we know that having surprising words that we imbue with, we partner to have a certain effect, is a great way. It's like the Zen koan. If a conversation's going like, you go Yon Tan Tethera. And people, it's surprising. At the very least, it's surprising. Like, whoa. Or the word that I chose when I was in a crank occult school in London, but we chose a magic word as a talisman that would protect us. Rutabaga, right? Give me your wallet. Rutabaga. Oh. Okay. I mean, it's just to there is no prison for the unexpected and the linguistically unexpected, right? To rephrase things, to reframe them, to spiral, to, keep that kind of going there. So Yon Tan Tethera. So we do. I think we'll hear from Navalny's wife. I have her name, Yulia. Somebody can fill this in for me. It's in notes. So,
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Say what?
Yeah.
It is Yulia. What's her last name?
Oh, they have the same last name, but with an A at the end.
Oh,
It's
okay.
Russian.
All right, that's good. Well, let's hear what she has to say, and then honor and go into Navalny, part of our dream, and Navalny's death, part of our dream, and then we go to Israel in a good way. Okay.
3 дня назад Владимир Путин убил моего мужа Алексея Навального. Путин убил отца моих детей. Путин отнял самое дорогое, что у меня было, самого близкого и самого любимого человека. Алексей умер в колонии после 3 лет мучений и пыток. Он не просто сидел, не сидел, как сидят другие. Его пытали, его держали в карцере, в бетонной коробке. Его морили голодом. 3 года голода. А он не то, что не сдавался, он все время поддерживал нас. Подбадривал, смеялся, шутил, воодушевлял. Ни на долю секунды не засомневался в том, за что он борется и ради чего страдает. Моего мужа было не сломить, и ровно поэтому Путин его и убил. Убив Алексея, Путин убил половину меня, половину моего сердца и половину моей души. Но у меня осталась вторая половина, и она подсказывает мне, что я не имею права сдаваться.
Не молчите, сопротивляйтесь, выходите на улицы. Никто, кроме нас самих, нас не защитит. А нас так много, что если мы захотим чего-то добиться, мы этого добьемся.
Я буду продолжать дело Алексея Навального. Продолжать бороться за нашу с вами страну. И я призываю вас встать рядом со мной. Разделить не только горе и бесконечную боль, которая окутала нас и не отпускает. Я прошу вас разделить со мной ярость. Ярость, злость, ненависть к тем, кто посмел убить наше будущее. Я обращаюсь к вам словами Алексея, в которые очень верю. Не стыдно сделать мало, стыдно не сделать ничего. Стыдно дать себя запугать. Нам нужно использовать каждую возможность бороться против войны, против коррупции, против несправедливости. Бороться за честные выборы и свободу слова. Бороться за то, чтобы вернуть нашу страну себе.
It's a powerful, worthy transmission to be delved into deeply. Let me set up our chart for delving and the death chart as well, the bequeathal. Because I don't, you know, I knew some about Navalny, a very complex figure. I don't know how many of you saw the CNN biopic, but it's really good because it's wait a minute. Okay, there we go. The CNN movie is really good because it does address complexity, and I love Bellingcat. I love Bellingcat. When we talk about newses, Bellingcat, you can follow on Twitter or just Bellingcat. It's really one guy, and with sometimes a team of just ingenious detectives. Detectives of collective crime, and in the CNN bio, you know, and he addresses Navalny, who had a major chunk of his life as mega right-wing, anti-immigration, Nazi-affiliated, and you'll see in the movie he goes, oh, well, I talked to everybody, there we go, but people change, you know, and that's why the death chart is so interesting, because it's what they're handing to us, right? So, you know, full of complexity, but let's briefly look at Navalny's chart inside the chart of now, just as we could place any of our charts inside the chart of now. So the way this works is the inner rim is Navalny's chart. I have noon, you know, and outside is where all the planets are actually now. So here, you know, in his chart, you know, is the Pluto in Libra to Jupiter in Taurus, the Libra-Taurus conversation that we were just referencing, the cultural Venus on behalf of land, on behalf of nature, on behalf of other things. He's headed for his Jupiter return. He's headed for his Jupiter return. When he dies, we'll look at the death chart in a moment, but the sun quintiles Jupiter, which is a path opening after long, long, arduous, brave, quirky journey. Gemini talked to everything, talked to everyone. We know that Pluto had been opposing his Saturn, right? Death, rebirth, the descent, the last 2 years. Ooh, sometimes these things are very literal. And since we're all in this dream together, we go, well, this is the Navalny part of ourselves who goes back and goes into, well, we're going to switch because the death chart, well, we can always come back, you know, but let me stay here, because it's also Uranus in Scorpio. There's a spiritual dimension, which is why sometimes people get snookered or possessed by right-wing stuff, and go in and out. He's a Gemini. He talks to everybody. He can shapeshift. It's like, I could be that. But then he comes to incredible dedication and incredible, if you saw the bio after he's poisoned with Navalchik, it's a Putin signature poison, and he recovers 4 months and he's training to go back. He's training to go back. But his Uranus is a youth carries a candle, a lit candle in a mass, passing on the light, overcomes fear of one's own light going out. Okay. Opposite Chiron, you know, mentors, may we have mentors. And quirkily, Mars at 10 Leo, which is a beautiful thing. And we go, sometimes people live parts of themselves and sometimes they in the death chart. But this is children swinging underneath the shade of a huge oak tree, the borrowed strengths of all spiritual traditions, reaching back into nature mysticism. And you can see this in his chart, the Leo to Taurus, that all community creativity before the earth, you know, in some way. And that also can get snookered by, you know, Christian nationalism and right-wing kinds of stuff. And it's like, but we are here to liberate that, what could have been, and may he have found that. And then I just want to, that's the birth chart going away. And then here's the chart of us again. And then here's the death chart. So they gave a time for his death at 2:17 p.m. in a place so far north that the sun is setting at 2:17 p.m. Right? This is what was going on when he died. The inner rim. It's so far north. It's in the polar wolf penal colonies. So we dreamed. A dedicated part of our team went to the polar wolf penal colonies. You know. And yes, you know, he had founded the National Russian Liberation Anti-Immigrant Party, the far right, you know, all those kinds of things. But then comes to profound dedication, you know, and also where he died, which was a place called Karp, was built by Gulag prisoners under Stalin. We go, you know, so what are you handing to us, Alexei Navalny? You know, and what is in your chart? Well, again, everything, a Red Cross nurse willing to go into tough situations, Uranus conjunct the moon in Taurus, life is precious, you know, and include the whole realm of the earth with the definition, you know, of community to embrace this. Mars to Aquarius, we're going to go there next, because Pluto will be stationing at 2 Aquarius, and this is so important. You know, I've been thinking about this for a while. The particular Sabian for 2 plus Aquarius is a deserter from the Navy following their own wilderness path. And we go, right. We can customize that for ourselves, a deserter from orthodoxy following their own wilderness path. And I've seen this in many ways, but it's for all of us. And he did, you know, again and again, you know, and in a, in a provocative way, you know, Navalny is one of those playful characters who keeps going, hit me, I dare you to hit me. It's like, and then he get up again, just, all right, lad. But Pluto will be stationing here. And when we move into Alon Mizrahi, a really smart Jewish, Arab, Israeli. I sent his essay to you and a really smart YouTube interview with Owen Jones that again starts off slow and goes really deep. And it's the qualities, I think it, when I was listening re and reading him, and before the, for us all to wonder about in the council, feeling like, oh, well, this is, the patterns come through us all. This is that degree, because he's talking about as an Israeli Mizrahi Jew with an Arab mother, he cultivated following his own path and wishes everyone that liberation. And he's diving very deeply into difficult things, but he's wishing everyone autonomy. His Twitter byline is let's see, it's without equalities, there's no freedom. Again, we are tricksters. We start with everything and then we go, how might we language craft that? Without equality, it's like no justice, no peace. It's like, yeah, but then what, right? How about peace creates justice? Peace, justice. Again, we need the second half. Critique without vision is complicitous with dominance. It's one of our themes just to play with, going critique. Yes, and then here the invitation. Let's go here. Right, there we go. It's the it's our mirror. Look, it sucks. Change it into a window. Look how beautiful it could be. Door. Let's go there. We have that in our pocket, right? So, and then just for everybody. So without equality, there's no freedom. Fair enough. And that's in keeping with Uranus again, democracy, equality, synchronicity. But we might, in my own little working here, equality is the sine qua non for freedom. It's like, yeah, it's a little academic. A trickster says equality is freedom, right? And then, and freedom is equality, and freedom comes from dedication. Or just again, just I'm just priming the pump that we play in these realms. And then what is he bequeathing to us? Well, he dies with the moon exalted overhead. Wish him well. What is he saying? And it is what he's saying. We all have this pattern. It's in his death chart, and it's all in the pattern of now. Jupiter, beautiful Red Cross nurse, sextile Saturn, dedication to the dream, to the desirable dream, whose image is a jockey encourages her horse forward in the race. So it's like, keep going, keep going. And what's our ride? So it's a Red Cross nurse on a horse, right? That's one metaphor. And it's also over and over, I mean, Sean and I've been working with this metaphor since the summer with ourselves and other humans, right? And I still want to do more with it because it just says, craft your vessel of dedication. And Jupiter says, I will fill it. Dedication magnetizes the unfurling opportunity in synchronous, unusual, trickster as genius booking agent ways. It's like, well, that's what it's going to take. Let's honor that. And that's what's in the that is what's bequeathed to us. Again, in Greek astrology, the moon overhead is connected to the public. So this death is big. And it's also what does he come to symbolize and appropriately, and then also we keep the critique and because nothing more wonderful than what's true, complex thing. We want mentors and inspiration. It's like in Brecht's play Galileo, there's a young man who's urging Galileo to be a martyr, going, blessed is the country that has its hero. And the Galileo character says, blessed more is the country that needs no hero. I go, right, because we're in a radical time now to go, and now, may leadership be born in the community, not just one person. Right, and may the goodness of a person and their dedication suffuse the entire community, but not a hero martyr, if you can, if we can feel the distinction there. So yeah, and then for all of us, and in the death chart series at this powerful, spooky, important degree, the goddess of the earth, dwarf planet. party of campers packing their canoe at twilight, ability to navigate dark water. And we go, yeah, well, all right. And yeah, and there's a perfect, when he dies, Ceres and is at three Capricorn, and it's humming, honoring the his Uranus that I mentioned to you was youth carries a lit candle in a ritual, passing on the light, overcomes fear of one's own light going on. And Ceres, we might, with her, going, we're all packing our canoes, and we thank you for passing on the light. And what an amazing life, like, an amazing depth and maintaining trickster humor and jauntiness at the extremity of receiving cruelty from our rogue species. Ooh, may we take it as a dedication to change the story. May we honor in that way. So there.
Carolyn, can I ask you a question about that before you go on?
Oh yeah.
I had he when he died on my birthday, and I knew
Oh.
that solar return chart pretty well, and
Oh.
I put his birth chart, on the inside ring, and then I put his death chart on the outside, and I had a 1:30 birth time from him that I had found. So
Oh.
that ended up with that whole Jupiter Uranus thing happening in his eighth house, which is house of death, So I'm just wondering, also, Jupiter was transiting his south node in the eighth house, and Uranus was transiting his Jupiter in the eighth house. And I'm just wondering about the timing of those transits in his eighth house, at that time. What do you think about planets transiting through your birth chart at the in the eighth house? Like, do you consider that when you're looking at a death chart, like how things are impacting the person's eighth house of their birth chart?
Well, let's see. So you have a birth time for
If they
Navalny,
had they said it was a 1:30 birth time.
1:30 p.m.
Yeah,
A ninth
which
house
I'm sure
sun.
obviously was
Yeah,
also an
just for the
estimate
fun of
too,
it.
but that just
But well,
because it's kind of a liberation, like death itself is a liberation, and for him to be liberated from prison, it's like it was transiting his Jupiter. You don't think death is like, you wouldn't think a Jupiter transit would be like your own death, but with your being tortured in prison, I could see where, Uranus can, being near his birth Jupiter and his birth Jupiter being near his south node, like, maybe that, him being liberated will also be a source of liberation for the Russian people as well. I just
that's
thought
a
it was
good that, that
curious.
that's a good blessing. That's a good blessing. So I'm just gonna look at him over here. Well, okay. So let me see if I can.
Yeah, I don't want to make it too complicated, but I
Right.
just.
Well, no. But let me come back to the kind of essential thing. But yes, there's much, much, much in all that you invoke. I go back to wonderful. Let's see, astrologer Evangeline Adams. Who said we all come under th death aspect two or three times a year. It's a
Right.
question of when we go, all right, but it is portals opening, and Jupiter is most often a death signature. And I learned this long time ago. A woman came for a reading. We got on, and then she goes, "Would you look at my son's chart and look at this particular day?" And I go, "Jupiter, expansive, large travels, big journey. And she goes, "Well, he came back early from a trip and he went to the top of a mountain with his best friends and lightning struck him dead." I'm like, "All right." And I said, "Well, did he feel, complete?" And she's like, "I can work with that anyway." But very, I mean, it is heartening. I presume nothing really about the mystery of death, although I love the to and fro on occasion, like, ooh, ooh, drumming coming from the other side, ooh. But it is often a Jupiter signature, which is heartening. And it's like even the ninth house comes after the eighth house, the house of long journeys. And I like thinking of many beloved people who've died as up for the adventure, going, all right. And Yeah, and our understanding of it,
So Jupiter transit in the eighth house, like, could certainly be a liberating
it could be, but I wouldn't spook anybody, by
too
going,
much
oh,
about that.
Jupiter's in your eighth house,
Yeah, oh no, I didn't mean it that way. But for
I
him,
know,
it
but
could
you could
be.
also say you're about to inherit from a rich uncle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways it could go. Do you want to die or inherit money? Whichever you'd like. There's a lot, but thank you for the birth time, because it let me see if I can play with this here, just bring it up briefly. If the birth time's accurate, once again, we salute not only what is known about this person, but a great wizard.
Yeah.
Right, disguised as, and that's part of Pluto's dark humor, is Pluto says, well, who do you think you are? As well as, who do we want to be now? As Sean encourages Bridges to speak to us, who do you want to be now? Who do we want to be now? I'm going to see if I
Well,
can.
while you're looking, I have just a short follow-up question, because this whole idea of death charts has really been on my mind, because a very good friend of mine, her mother is having this thing where she's getting a assisted suicide, and my friend asked me to, like, help her pick a time, and I was just trying to think of, like, okay, what would be good to have in a death chart, because we rarely have a chance to look at that. And I was looking at, this one with the Jupiter. It seems like, well, that seems like a possible thing. We don't have a lot of things we can move around, but we could, where we put certain planets and the moon, so it's in my mind because of that.
Well, there's a couple of ways. One is even, electional astrology, where you
Yeah,
do the
no,
chart.
that's what I meant. She wanted me to do an electional chart for that.
But so you can do a marriage or a death, but it is larger things, like, are we collaborating or imposing?
Right.
Because sometimes it's fun to pick a marriage chart, and sometimes it's like, get married and tell me when it was, and we'll know what you did, right? And it's a trippy modern time. I was in touch with a woman who was committing suicide on Facebook,
Yeah.
just announcing her intentional, medical suicide, and could anybody help her in Colorado find people? And she did, she messaged me, knew me more than I knew her, and asked if I'd get in touch with a, Mayumi Oda, a mutual friend, and tell her how important that was. And I got back to her going, Mayumi sends her love. And that she was chatting with me for, and then 2 minutes later, it was
Wow.
like, wow, modern world, whoa.
Yeah.
It's like, it's sort of like a cesarean, sort of like a C-section death.
Yeah.
It's like where you're choosing it for them. You're going, that, do that. Don't know, don't know. I mean, many wonderful things. You could go for an easy glide, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm at the moment more in favor of, like, form. It's like when I work with people who are like, well, my. I mean, this is not the same thing, but you'll get the gist of it. My therapist wants me to use antidepressants, and my acupuncturist wants me to just do natural. And which should I do? And gets everybody involved in, like, on the hand, on the whatever in the thing, and whatever in the eighth house, or whatever the thing is. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute, because everything right now is this supporting our dedication, or is it a distraction? And I go, oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. If your dedication is to healing, then either anything you do will work, right? Or you will know exactly which thing.
Yeah.
Again, back to the Saturn thing. And so, with someone planning their exit, that we want to see them completely connected to their own wise autonomy,
Yeah.
and say, well, here's when do you feel to, and what are the auguries, or and what's but see, the reason the death chart is so profound is that it's not planned except
Yeah.
by kismet, so yeah. Well, I mean, and then you go, well, he's having a Jupiter return, but the reason that you having a birth time, and then we will honor, but just to honor him as a wizard, disguised as whatever he was doing, is that it gives him 28 plus Virgo rising, one of my favorite degrees, which is in a cave overhung with twisted roots, a seeker pores over the glowing pages of an illuminated alchemical manuscript. We go, oh, you wizard, disguised as many, many things, but deep, deep, deep. And moon zero Virgo, trine Chiron, the wizard's moon, the witch's moon, and I think parts of us unlived, we honor after death and go, thank you for that, for which you might not have been known. Thank you for being a wizard in the ways that were possible with all of the befoibements and sliding from grace into right-wing expediency and then back into, but we can just say, thank you, wizard, right? And handing this on, that like Arthurian legend, the experiment in which spiritually cultivated people were engaged in governance as an experiment. We go, all right, good try, right? So there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, and but again, your own autonomy. I mean, if you feel to go, absolutely, the ancestors are waiting, and this is a fantastic, I don't know, whatever you can feel to say, at 2:08 p.m. on Thursday, I mean, you can play with it. But I also love, there was an astrology sort of test, a science magazine had a bunch of astrologers and had printed out biographies and charts, and the astrologers were tasked with matching them. Okay, match the biography with the chart. And one person got them all right. And they said, wow, how'd you do that? And she goes, I waited until the moon crossed my ascendant and I guessed. So it's very fun. Yeah, and then the reason things that maybe to mull over during the week, because I know we sent this very late, so just, well, just to pause and to go, the resonant thing and Navalny, and to go that quality of dedication and that willingness to go into tough situations and the baton of democracy and the larger things kind of coming through him that weren't named, a spiritual, calling. And so the great wolf wants us again to query, what is my our primary dedication? Yeah, and what I put is that with all of the questions, Jupiter in Uranus comes back, which is liberating blessing, cooperating with nature's guiding genius, everything unstable, government systems, inadequate structures, all tested forever, but certainly in the last 14 years, where we're not, where there are, where the community support is not what we urgently need, And Jupiter Uranus says, building, building according to ingenuity, biomimicry is the sine qua non. Let's go. And Jupiter Uranus is either we dance with these transits, like the Uranus transit to the Israel part of the world, everything, either embrace experimentation, and step out of, release anything in the way of equality. It's huge, right? It's we're in the department of necessary miracles, but backstage goes, but necessary miracles are available, or as Granny Weatherwax, right, would say, when told you can't do that, million to one chances against you, million to one chances crop up 9 times out of 10, she said, when you're dedicated to a necessary miracle, necessary miracles crop up 9 times out of 10. It's the only infinite game in town. It's like, let's go, live the story we intend and wish were true. That's part of our play. And that's why I offered you Alon Mizrahi, and a long article that he wrote, a YouTube interview that just is rare and very useful guiding narrative in our as a news source. I really value following him on Twitter. I value the YouTube interview he did with Owen Jones. I value, yeah, his the article that I sent you all to. And it seems to embody two Pluto's stationing at 2+ Aquarius, a deserter from the Navy following their own wilderness path. And I felt for us all, what a good image to have all around the world. People desert the military. A deserter from the Navy, heart not in it, following their own wilderness path. And we go, right, it's in Navalny's wish spiraling death chart. Boom. And yeah, Elizabeth, it's also like, well, your deep work with this person would be useful if you, to converse with them. Like, what do you wish to bequeath to the world? What do you wish to say? That seems a worthy experimental collaboration. Yeah. I guess in dialogue, like
Yeah, I thought of that when you were talking earlier. I was like, yeah, I need to ask her what kind of death is she dedicated to having and what type of message does she want to leave behind? It seems like that would be more important than to know if you're picking any kind of electional thing like at that
well,
way, so.
the again the inner dedication unfolds the path, right? And that's why I love well, things are unpredictable, and and it's funny to have an unpredictable thing be predictable, like a birth or a death, and that's why I treasure, when I lived with Stella Coyote, right, for 19 years, actual Coyote, and whenever I would worry about her death, she would bite me pretty hard, not break skin, but and look into my eyes, going, "We'll know when we get there. Just quit this anticipation." But this is it's a different thing. She's actually planning. But all right, so now but the two Aquarius for us to image, yeah, and that's where it went off on Navalny. I think it's a good image for us to hold, and to put into collective group atmosphere that deserting corruption, deserting orthodoxy, following one's own autonomy. Is a good blessing, a good encouragement, to have community that loves and welcomes the unique contribution of the individual. Again, real the spiritual origins of anarchism, other useful books, and so on. So we have for us right now, we have it's true. I want to just look briefly at the well, wherever we want to go. The full moon, I think, that we actually get to, well, the Dion Fortune story is almost sufficient, but we can look at the full moon just because it is so beguiling and magnetizing. And I don't know when your friend is thinking of going out, but we could also go. But it would be pretty cool on this full moon. So, right. So I leave you all to Alon Mizrahi. I posted some things in our Dream News Facebook. But again, just as the embodiment that he's embodied in a non-martyry way, in a as surprised as anyone at his going spiral, working class humble origins, but unique assignment as we all look to our lives as spiritual detective novels in which every affinity is a clue. So he is born in Israel. He's a Mizrahi Jew, full of that's complexity again, mother Arab. So he's an Israeli Mizrahi Jew Arab, and speaks to that and speaks to the intrinsic, resolution and harmony and accord, and how what we know is tyranny and a cult attacks community just pretty much everywhere. Indigenous people, District 6 in South Africa, it just can't stand it because it needs an enemy to survive. It's like the Israeli cult needs anti-Semitism to thrive on, not, and many great things out there, which are going, the Israeli government currently is a cult. It is not all Jewish people over here. And that's what Alon Mizrahi does a great job on in terms of the richness of fantastic Jewish tradition and multitudinous everything and cuisines and culture and tolerance and embrace. And the orthodoxy was like, no, to be a cult, we must narrow it down. There we go. And we go, no, trickster unlocks it, unlocks it. So, right. So I leave everybody Alon Mizrahi, but we can pick up on that much wonderful things. And then let me find the full moon chart just for fun, but also let me tap into to the chat room too. If anybody who wants to say anything now would be fine. There we go. I think everybody has the capacity to raise their hand or to unmute themselves. Or is that you, Rebecca? Oh yeah, Rebecca. How wonderful.
I just find it interesting. I have another friend who is also planning her own way out this year. And a third friend who also has stage four lung cancer. So it's an interesting that Pluto, Aquarius community, I am the witch for this land. It's like, oh, it's actresses. Women in the theater community that I'm like, okay, what do you need for your death is the question I'm asking. The other, in terms of adding in my own dream, I have a recurring dream of getting up to the tallest mountain on earth, where there's a university, a temple, university, place of learning. And so I had been traveling up there, and it was clear and ve but very cold. There wasn't snow, but it was very cold getting up the spiral up to the top of the mountain. And I just wanted to get through the, there's a building that's, it's one building, but it's an endless building. But to get to the graveyard, to hang out with the graves, the ancestors to, I mean, that was my dream that I've been kind of working with. And I thought, oh, this is personal. This is the women in my community. But with Navalny's sudden death, it was like, whoa, okay. Death is just our friend right now in some fashion.
Well, there's so much, and then grief of those
Yes.
who would not wish to go. And but you did say the magic word. I do love conversing. I always welcome your champion dreaming, Rebecca. But I also like, conversing because people speak the chart without needing to know it. So you spoke of the ancestors, and so here's the umpepu that opens the channels. And we spoke of what's available to us now, the moon in Cancer trines Neptune. So for, Elizabeth and Rebecca, it's like, well, to invite in the ancestors who knew about these things and how to navigate between worlds and how to help people die and with gratitude and thank you for your gifts. Thank you for your good life. There you go. And to, to tap in. And then I think we want to do a little magic on Julian Assange just very briefly. I know it's a full agenda, but and wherever we want to go, but so we're calling in known or unknown, just again, whatever lineage before us. Oh, there's something else. Wait. Well, let me pull up the full moon chart. I think I can get it. Meanwhile, the umpepu is just going crazy. Is that the right thing? Yes, there we go. All right. So there's that. So I know it's a small version of itself, but the for East Coast time, 7:30 a.m. But It's so many people's birthdays. It's Rebecca's birthday and Buffy St. Marie's, and I just did a reading for a woman whose birthday is, on Saturday, and so her solar return. So I'm knowing these. Yes, it's the Impatient was very excited. Okay, these planets pretty well, and so we have a Mercury, Sun, Saturn conjunction. Saturn at nine Pisces. What's available on this full moon? Its image is aviator, master of the high realms, sails across the skies, setting in motion projects that will benefit the next seven generations. And it's like, okay. And so a full moon is, it's these beings opposite in Pisces, opposite the moon in Virgo. And just a quirky thing, whoops, strange sounds, animals parading around. But that my kitchen is being redone and I'm painting or having it painted, whatever, and it's got a mind of its own. And so I have this, fuchsia magenta bulkhead going, oh, and then I'm gonna paint a kind of Virgo. It's like as the full moon is entering my kitchen, it has a mind of its own. Like, I don't know if I can live with this, but it wants to happen. Anyway, so back to here. But this is macro, this is micro. This is the wizard's moon, the witch's moon, the writer's moon, micro, micro, micro into vastness. And so it's a powerful full moon, to call in what we need. And on this full moon, the sun, okay, the sun quintiles 72-degree angle to Uranus, right? So the answer to everything is Jupiter Uranus, pragmatic mysticism, inviting an ingenuity, running on the fuel of liberating blessing, may it go well for you, dissolving grievance by which tyranny takes grip of people's hearts and possesses them in cults, dissolving, and just for the we come from a tradition of people who know how to dissolve, solve, dissolve possession, dissolve, the cunning man's tyranny. Can't talk anybody out of a cult, but we can meet backstage in an experimental way, like now. And with our outro music too, after we wish Julian Assange good luck, again to dissolve so that people no longer have receptors for the dominator cruelty tyranny virus. It's like, oh, and again necessary miracles and just as an experiment wafting it on out there. So if anybody wants to ask or to comment on the full moon and what's available. It'll be at 4:30 in the morning West Coast time, 7:30 East Coast time. Oh, it's the here comes the demon cat. Wait a minute, you're not really a demon. You just like to chew on wires. Okay, there we go. Yes. So it's just a good so Friday night. I think I'll do a open cahoot with colleagues just to honor this full moon to set the dedicated invitation. Oh, thank you, Kat. And again, as Dion Fortune's character says, the humble vase of flowers dedicated, dedication dream, dedication dream, dedication to what we want to be a voice for, and language crafting coming in, language crafting, dedication to collective well-being. And we're in this wild community time, again, defining things and including the positive language craft to community, how we speak of things and our creative, jaunty wariness that everything can be liberating or imprisoning, how the story is told. So we can play with that over there. And then, anybody want to wish Julian Assange well? He's on. Yes, that's good. Feel free to Julian Assange goes up again, and it is the Julian Assange part of all of us. Let me just bring him into play. Yes, but let me check in. with everybody here. As Sandra had said just a ways back, Wolf Penal Colony, right? Interesting name. Did Putin name it that? Yeah. Well, this is important because I'm extremely fond of wolves, and I'm part of, the liberation of animals from metaphoric servitude to humans constraining, whatever the thing is. Like, that man's a weasel. No, don't disrespect weasels. Weasels call horrible weasels humans. And so wolves, right? Or he's a wolf, or the anyway. No, up to no good is always trying to inhale, the animals. And remember, symbols, who's got the symbol, who's got the narrative? When the death squads, the US-backed death squads, swept through Bali, the agricultural centers of Bali, to murder villagers who were like, "Hey, could we have some land rights?" No. And the murderers wore the sacred masks of the forest deities. Oh, very bad behavior. So tyranny wants to inhale the symbols, but we, I think, want to have a living egalitarian democratic relationship to the animals and the symbols, going, "No, everybody free, everybody free." Those symbols, may they not be forced into servitude to that which is not democratic or kind or beautiful or equal, rent alive. And that's why Terry Pratchett's consistent animism in his novels is so welcome, because everything's alive. A moan escaped her lips, happy to be free, right? The moan is alive, right? May words, flee from the mouths of liars. We just want to, we want to play, at the in this really serious time with disruptive shenanigans. Things want to be disrupted. So, what would we like disrupted? Who's a good disruptive force? Disrupt lies. Disrupt this. Over here. Yes, right. Time to as Sandra says, time to rescue Wolf. Well, rescue, liberate anyway. Wolf, reciprocal rescuing. Yes, and may the necessary miracles come into play for Julian and all. Yes, let me briefly bring up Julian, because it is, again, micro to macro. Julian, a befoibled being, but great. I mean, not, him and Navalny, I mean, he's like, "Go ahead and hit me. Oh my God." Befoibled and sketchy and in life, and then, whew, and the part of us, all of us, I mean, what he leaked to Chelsea Manning, who is, I think, a noble, great being, who leaked that, these were war crimes. That were leaked. I mean, this is really important. The again, anything, anywhere is everywhere. Humanity is on trial. All of these wars. So Israel and its carnage to Palestinians in Gaza is there, but it's everywhere. And so Julian Assange coming up now also reminds us it's everywhere, because what he's on trial for, and to be extradited to the U.S. Boo, U.S. And his chart is so connected to Biden's. We might want to do some playful magic in a moment. It's like, oh, come on, do something unexpected. Biden, go to the Knesset. All right, we planted the seed back in October. Sean, this seems to remember me inviting us to do that and then drop it, but it's still got a life of its own. We set these things in motion, and it's like, all right, may everybody be free, in unexpected, liberating ways, the Jupiter, surprising even to themselves, going, and hereby pardoning, because Assange has been assigned to be extradited to the US, and the US wants to try him for terrorism and send him to some wolf penal colony, kind of thing. And it's like, and he also, he lived in the Ecuadorian, embassy with his cat, for 7 years, and it's like, let this man go. But remember what he released, the many things, what Chelsea released at Chelsea Manning, and went to prison for a long time, very unfair. No, actually, it's Chelsea, that's right. And then it's also Reality Winner. Reality Winner, that's right. Reality Winner also went to prison for releasing important things that we should know. These are all, great humans. But the primary thing, you may all know, many things, but there is, how the US was conducting the war in Iraq. And it has a recording of helicopter guys just going, let's just shoot those civilians in Baghdad. And there's a reporter, let's shoot him too. We gotta know. And again, it's a culture, like we all know what's going on some level. Better to know and support revelation. So just a brief blessing to Julian, and we'll see what's going on with his chart. The thing there. Here we go. All right. Wait a minute. Sorry. Okay. So, so the same thing. So Julian Assange's chart, which I have a birth time, I don't know, 3 p.m., July 3rd, 1971. Don't know. I just bring before the council. Oh, look, the moon's right on his Mercury. We're listening to him. The moon right now, only this hour, only this moment, the moon is right on his Mercury, which is a spicy Mercury degree. It's a mantle of power thrown over the left shoulder. So let's see that for the Julian Assange part of ourselves, going a mantle of power. I mean, or it might be the left shoulder or the right shoulder. Yes, no, it's the other way around. A mantle of power thrown over the right shoulder, assuming the mantle of responsibility, feeling the descent of powerful energies. All right, it's like a full moon thing. Having things thrust upon one, heeding a call, cape-like flair, cloaking secrecy. And we go, oh, okay. He is doing a good job. He's a Cancer, eighth house Cancer, like yourself, Sean. Again, to make invisible visible, and his contract, Sun Square Uranus, disobedient, Alon Mizrahi. These are disobedient people, and Navalny, disobedient, and sometimes not in a good way, and then in a good way, in a good way, in a good way that we value. And just as Navalny's death chart says, this will be a powerful global resonant. This is part of the contributing, like, woo, liberating cultural. It can be, and we want it to be that. And then, what I guess what we want to jump in and participate and help the lad out. Sun Square Uranus, me too, right? I mean, it's like if I'd been born in a more repressive culture, like, I wouldn't have lasted like a minute, in Iran or even old-time Ireland or whatever. We're very lucky here to have more room, really, without immediate dire physical death consequences. Although, but Sun Square Uranus, his Uranus is a canoe having passed through dangerous rapids finally reaches calm water. And this is part of him too, which is if we paddle together, we can do stuff, and if and for him to feel supported, and his moon in Scorpio, deep delving, and to reveal secrets, and his Jupiter at 27 Scorpio, which is King of the Fairies, returns to his domain. That's Joe Biden's son, S-U-N. And just in the spirit of play, we go, oh, Joe Biden, why don't you do a necessary miracle and pardon Julian Assange? It's dodgy, but no more dodgy than speaking to the Knesset. It's like just at this point, again, or backstage, or backstage secret. You could speak secretly and arrange it with a wink and a nod and a kind of secret deal. And we don't know, but open to suggestions. Again, I don't know about the accuracy of the birth time, but we would like a necessary miracle for him to be able to be returned to his family and his life and his autonomy, and the Australian government would like him as a citizen returned as an act of, yeah, well, so again, you know, anybody, you know, how does one do, how does, well, no, actually, let me remember my own counsel is, actually, we don't need to know how. Oh, that's such a relief, right? How would that work? How would it, the thing, you know, it's like the part of all of us where we'll deconvene and we'll get a good democratic animism kind of dynamic, back to here, and then, well, we'll just come back to human form. Okay, stop share. Right, may necessary miracles come into play. Okay, that's really good. Thank you, Yulia. I'm going backwards. Navalnaya, right? I'm bringing bugs to a spider under the window, still behind the sink for several months now. That's very, that will stand you in good stead, Kate Culver. That's really darling. Very wonderful. Well, all these things, again, as I see the little spiders venturing into the newly painted kitchen, I'm like, that's good. And I remember the Japanese basho poem, you know, be relaxed, little spider. I tend my house casually, right? So anyway, so there we go. Right, and Sean says, let's remember to keep asking our descendants to tell the stories of how we made it through to a world where their lives are possible. Yes, that's great. Singing and speaking loudly enough for us to hear them back here now. Okay. Well, anybody want to say any final thing before we set forth? Or not final thing, or quippy thing, or wondering thing, or so. This is a it's a long but worthy outro. Some of you may have seen this group, Daka Braba, before. They are Ukrainian. It's very in keeping with, you know, we're inviting this in, that we be agents of nature coming into the community of the world, unifying. Well, you'll see. And it's definitely, feel free to, you know, keep your camera on or turn your camera off. It's definitely worth moving to. So, okay, here is Vezhna, Longing for Spring, from Daka Braba. Thank you. Okay, team, that is the full moon. That is this full moon. We come out of the woods. It calls to everybody. Cops do their dances. Everybody undulates, a citizenry. Let's imagine that, the protest gatherings are like that outside the White House, that outside everywhere. We're wafting this into collective group mind, dream, the invitation to ecstasy, ecstasis, stand outside to all who follow their own wilderness path. It's really good to, calling it in. That's just such a great embodiment of that. So that's our full moon. That's a great expression of the full moon, and we waft it out to the collective dream, and the portals are wide open to invite in necessary miracles such as this. Okay. Thank you, team. Thank you, team. Thank you, team.